RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Hi, and welcome back. We're glad to have you. We've talked about inflammation many times, outside the eye, inside the eye, and now we're going to talk about a different way of treating it with complementary methods with one of the wizards of herbal medicine, Dr. Alan Tillotson. Thank you for returning, Alan, and always giving us information that is off the beaten track but is so useful to so many of my patients. So I appreciate your being back here to talk about herbs for uveitis.
You are very welcome.
How do you, as an herbalist, use your different modalities of herbs to diagnose uveitis in the eye?
Well, what we do in natural medicine when we're seeing patients for these kind of chronic problems is we look for the underlying issues. So the first thing that's done when people come to my clinic or if I do a phone consult from a distance is to go through their body systems one by one, to check what medications they're on, and to see if I can find underlying issues contributing to the problem. And if so, we work on eliminating those problems. Common things could include prescription medicines causing issues. It could be poor diet. It could be poor digestion. It could be problems with their liver. It could be problems with circulation or microcirculation. And once we figure out the underlying issues, then we go about correcting it. Usually I start people on some basic things that are necessary for keeping your immune system under control, which would be multivitamin, vitamin D3 at usually 5,000 or more per day, and fish oils, all of which have been shown, by the way, to work against chronic inflammation or uveitis. And then I look into the person's issues, and I find out what's going on and figure out what to do.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I don't know if many of the listeners know that you have expertise in three different areas. Might you just share what those three areas are?
Well, I'm cross-trained. I originally did medical anthropology. I lived in Nepal with Buddhist priests back in many years ago in the 1970s, and I learned their medical system. That was basically medical anthropology. I learned Chinese medicine, and I'm licensed in Oriental and Chinese medicine in the state of Delaware with my wife, Dr. Nixing, who is a former assistant professor of Chinese medicine at one of the largest medical colleges. And, of course, my PhD-level interest in Ayurvedic medicine came about originally from my medical research in Nepal, and then moving forward, I studied Western science, biochemistry, and medicine. So basically, I approach it from the naturopathic scientific point of view, the Chinese point of view, and also the Ayurvedic point of view, three different systems.
You know, what else is exceptional about you, Alan, is that as a non-trained physician, you have been able to pick up from your referring physicians information on how disease develops, otherwise pathophysiology, and that you've been able to sort of manipulate herbal treatments around disease processes instead of just trial and error. So I think that has helped you remarkably more than most herbalists. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think a solid foundation in anatomy, physiology, and how the body works, and from the Western point of view, where they have basically the best ways of imaging, the best understanding of the underlying processes at the cellular level and at the gross level, is foundation for natural medicine. But the Oriental systems have wonderful medicines that have profound effects on the entire system. So by combining these systems, you can find out a lot about what's going on. The Chinese might know that a particular herbal medicine, such as chrysanthemum or buddleia flower, take inflammation out of the eye, but Western scientists can look in there and see perhaps the issue is microcirculation. Perhaps there's not enough oxygen going on. Perhaps there's a buildup of glutamate, which is causing neuroexcitation and weakening the nerve fibers. So by combining these systems, we get a better result.
You mentioned microcirculation. One of the things that's being investigated by a major technological company in Germany is that microcirculation is the cause of Alzheimer's, dementia, and the tau proteins, and that if one can detect it early enough, one can reverse it. But that's a subject for another time. But obviously, you may be finding that out, whether it's uveitis or dementia, by what herbs are giving people better vision or cognitive function.
Interestingly, very, very often you'll see somebody come into the office that has multiple problems in the head area. Maybe they've got some early dementia or memory issues, plus they've got problems with their eyes, plus they have problems with their hearing. Sometimes they have problems with their sinus. Sometimes they have problems with growing hair on their head. They're losing hair. So when we look at all these things together, oftentimes there is a macro and micro circulation issue, and you can basically kill several birds with one stone if you work on those circulation issues. And I would say that Chinese medicine excels in herbal medicines that are really, really good for removing congestion. In fact, Dr. Abel and I developed a medicine called iHeal, which has a number of things in there for gradually opening up the microcirculation and restoring proper circulation dynamics to the eyes, but it also has benefit for the ears and sometimes even for the brain.
Well, obviously, if you're an electrician, you would say, well, the circuits that are used the most are going to wear out the most, and the eyes, the ears, and the brain are going to be used all the time, you know, and so that is obviously a target. What specifically would you do for somebody who has chronic red eyes? They have to be on chemotherapy methotrexate, or they have to be on oral prednisone. What can we do to get them off it or to reduce their dependence?
There are quite a number of very specific herbal medicines that have benefit for these kind of chronic eye problems. One is curcumin, and I use a curcumin form, which is an extract from turmeric, with tumerones, which are kind of the volatile compounds with a strong smell. Those are very, very good over time for reducing eye inflammation. We have some studies showing that over the long term, they can be as beneficial as steroids to the eye. We also have another herb called Qian Li, which is a Chinese herbal medicine that takes inflammation out of the eyes. Chrysanthemum flowers, I mentioned earlier. Buddleia flower. For really strong inflammation, we use an herbal medicine called Gentiana root. If the liver is involved, we use red peony and the dandelion root. And the Ayurvedic herb, Trifla, a combination of three fruits with very strong antioxidant power, is also good for reducing inflammation in the eye. We have quite a number of cases of uveitis or iritis who've gotten better to the point where their doctors don't need to follow them, and we get them off of steroids often. It actually happens quite a bit.
Well, I've witnessed it, and if people are out there listening and say, I don't know all those names, how do I find out? Well, Alan Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N, Ph.D., his information is available on the show page on RadioMD.com, on my show page. His telephone number is 302-994-0565. That's 302-994-0565. And his email is Alan, A-L-A-N, letter T, 3@gmail.com. His website is a long one. You can find it on the show page. But he is a font of knowledge and treats lots of people over the phone. And it's amazing what they can be done for people that have had chronic diseases that are sort of stalemated on many different things. Right, Alan?
Correct.
So what would you advise people to do when they are stuck on a drug that's giving them swelling or side effects, et cetera? Always consult a good herbalist or consult a good eye doctor?
Well, of course, the eye doctor, but of course, we can often mitigate the side effects of medications or reduce dosage for people. There are many strategies for doing that. We don't have enough time to go through them, but we do have strategies for getting people down off of medications or for neutralizing or mitigating their side effects.
Well, you know, it's always worth trying it because it's important. And I've noticed that some doctors have slowly come around when they see their patients getting better and they know it's not spontaneous after 3 years of a chronic disease. So the moral of the story is, Alan, someone like you offers us a lot. And thanks for being a partner in this, and every best wish for the new year. We'll consult you again, of course. This is Rob Abel, The Wizard of Oz, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com.